It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by the Marketing and Communications Director at the MK Community Foundation, Claire Baldock. Claire, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Lovely to speak to you. I'm sure many people across MK have heard of the MK Community Foundation, but for anyone who hasn't, tell us what it's all about, first of all. Tell us what you do.
Sure. So the Marketing and Community Foundation are a grant-giving charity, which sounds complicated, but it's really not. Essentially, we just send funding, money, basically, to where it's needed most in the community. So we fund a huge diverse range of projects in the city, from grassroots charities that you've probably not heard of, but they're making a huge impact in the city, through to your larger charities that you probably have heard of, like MK Food Bank or Willen Hospice. Each year we undertake lots of research and we produce a report called Vital Signs. And that basically tells us what the successes and challenges are in Milton Keynes that year. And we use that to make sure we send our funding and where our donors' funding, we make sure we send it to where it's needed most. And of course, we couldn't do any of that without the support of local businesses or our fund holders. So we really rely on them in order to send that money to where it's needed most in the city.
Yeah, amazing. And that Vital Signs report, very, very interesting for anyone who's not read it. What were some of the key takeaways from the most recent report?
So the report each year focuses on four different vital signs areas. This year we looked at disadvantage and poverty, education, environment are three examples. I think disadvantage and poverty was probably one of the most alarming areas to look at. I think it's not a surprise. Obviously, we're going through a cost of living crisis, but for someone who was born in Milton Keynes, I had absolutely no idea, you know, the levels of poverty, that pockets of poverty that can be found in the city. So one in three children in Milton Keynes are living in poverty at the moment, which was a really surprising stat for me personally as a resident of Milton Keynes. So that data is what drives us to make sure our money is going where it's needed most and we're protecting those most vulnerable people in the city, including children.
So a new initiative that you're launching is the Friends of the MK Community Foundation. Tell us what that is.
So we really wanted to set up a programme for those who wanted to give a monthly donation but don't have, you know, huge amounts of money to give, which is probably all of us at the moment in a cost of living crisis. And those donations go directly to our cost of living fund. And that's been set up to help support charities and community groups who are supporting those most vulnerable in the city at the moment. And really, we're trying to highlight the fact that collective giving can make a huge impact. So a lot of people think they don't even know what the term philanthropy means, which I didn't know before I joined the Community Foundation. And a lot of people think that to be a philanthropist, you need to be a millionaire, you need to be living in LA, you need to be Steve Jobs. But actually, if you just give £3 a month to Milton Keynes Community Foundation, you are a philanthropist and you can improve the life of a neighbour or someone else in the city really significantly with just a small donation. So that's what the programme is all about. And we just want to make people feel really trusted that we're going to be sending their money, their very hard-earned money, to where it's needed most. And what's also brilliant about it is your £3 a month can support lots of different causes through just one donation. So we will send your money to wherever it's needed, not just one particular cause.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I know you do work with so many different organisations across the city. So you mentioned a small amount there, just £3 a month. What sort of impact could that have if someone signed up to donate that on a monthly basis?
A huge impact. Some examples of recent grants you've given out for cost of living is the brilliant charity called Girl Pack MK. They provide period packs to local women and girls and schools who either can't access them or don't have the money to. So that £3 a month is essentially supporting buying, you know, two packs of sanitary wear for Girl Pack. A recent grant that they got from us meant that they could reach much more women and girls in new areas of Milton Keynes they haven't been able to before. And another example is Carers MK. They wanted to support their unpaid carers during the cost of living crisis. So thanks to a grant that we gave them, they could give 50 local families some grants to help them, you know, afford the basics of living whilst they're doing such an important but non-paid job in the city. So that £3 a month can be doing such great things and such diverse things as well.
And right on our doorstep as well, like you say, so often when you support a national or an international charity, of course they're doing brilliant work, but you don't necessarily get to see where the funding gets spent. This is all staying right here in Milton Keynes.
Exactly, just in Milton Keynes. And the great thing about it is there's so many community groups out there that we probably haven't heard of. And your £3 could be going to a group that you might not know about, but actually is doing fantastic things. And that's what's great about the foundation. We know what's going on in the city. We're at the heart of the city. and we can make sure your money's spent in the wisest, most impactful way.
Absolutely. And literally one cup of coffee per month is all we're talking about. Of course, you could donate more if you can, if you feel able. But £3 a month is all we're talking about. How can people sign up then? How can people donate if they feel they can?
Sure. Yep. So just head over to mkcommunityfoundation.co.uk. Got loads of information on there about becoming a friend and some more impact stories, so you can get a really good idea of where your money might be going. You can find us on social media, all of the usual channels under MK Community Foundation. And really, we just want to stress that by joining forces with local people, even £3 a month can really help change lives in the city. So we would just love to get more and more people on board if possible.
Very well said. And hopefully some people listening will be able to sign up and support the MK Community Foundation. Claire Baldock is Marketing and Communications Director. Claire, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We wish you all the best with the new Friends Initiative.
Thank you so much, Michael.